This is Always Be a Big Deal Podcast. And now, please welcome your host, Clay Phoenix and Jessica Vendetta. So, hello, Jessica.
Hello, Clay. How are you?
I'm well. So, you were just talking about, before we started to record, about seeing a show in New York. I'm intrigued.
Yes. Me and my friend are going to see Little Shop of Horrors. It has Corbin Blue, who's from High School Musical, and then Jinx Monsoon. I'm not very familiar with her, but obviously I love drag queens, so, but my friend is obsessed with her. And I like, it's funny because like I kept seeing it, like, you know, you get those like advertisements on Facebook. Like, I kept seeing them, and I was like, gosh, I wish, but I'm so bad at directions and navigating and all that stuff. So I was like, oh, I kept looking at tickets. I was like, I would love to go to New York, but there's no way I could navigate that. There's just no way. And then randomly, I never even told my friend, and randomly, probably about a month ago, she just messaged me. She's like, do you have any interest in seeing this with me? I was like, oh, yes, because she's like, I've done it before. She knows how to navigate everything, so it's perfect. Like, I am so excited. Cause I've never seen a show like that in New York.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for you because it's like off Broadway and it's awesome. Jinx Monsoon. Yes. I know which friend you are referring to, and they absolutely are obsessed with her. They even have the water off the duck's back tattoo.
And I was just about to say that. Yes.
And the, where was I going with that? Oh, the thing with New York and stuff, like when you're there, it's like a completely different atmosphere. Like,
no, it is. So I went years ago. I went 10 years. I mean, let's see, how old is my daughter? 25. I'd say a good 10 years ago. And when I went there, it's a totally different world.
Yeah, it's almost like going to Disney World.
People are walking all over the place. They walk so fast. The taxis, all you do is hear honking. And unfortunately, there's a lot of homeless people that kind of just sit in the city, like on the sidewalks. Yeah. That was shocking for me. Because where I live, of course, there's homeless people. There's unfortunately homeless people everywhere. But like, they're kind of spread out, you know? So like, yeah, you see them sitting in the corner. But just to see them all in New York just sitting like that. And some of them had kids. Some of them had dogs. Like, it's sad.
Yeah. It is very sad. And so like they'll like ask you for cigarettes or money or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, like, oh, most people do. But I remember the first time I went up to New York was with my good friend Christine, and she's from Staten Island. And I always call her Angelina because she reminds me of Angelina from Jersey Shore.
Oh, really? I was wondering if you were going with that.
Yeah, bitch can't keep her mouth shut. She's always got to say something. She thinks that she's helping the situation, but she's making it worse. I know she's probably going to listen to this. Love you, mean it, but you do. And
sounds like someone else I know.
Yeah. Who, me?
No.
Because I can do that too. But it's just like a completely different atmosphere. I don't even know how to describe, like, and I've been there so many times. And like when I get there, I'm like, oh, like the air is like so thick and dirty, but it's like, it's so fresh. You know what I mean? It's like going to the country and smelling all the cow shit.
Yes.
It's just like
it's still exciting. Not seeing the homeless people or anything like that. But I mean, it's so, then you're like, wait, I'm in New York.
Yeah.
But I can't breathe, but I'm in New York.
Yeah. So. It's very artsy and.
Yeah.
Like there's, and there's, the people are just moving. Like it's just move.
Yes.
And half of the people, I'm like, they're walking. And I'm like, does anybody work up here?
I know.
Like this is a Monday.
I thought the same thing. I was going to say like the sidewalks are busy all times of day. Cause I think when we went, it was like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And like, even at nighttime, like I remember me and my daughters, we walked down to a shop near the hotel we were in. And I'm like, it was popping. Like you would have thought it was like Black Friday or something. And I'm just like, oh my God, it's a Thursday night. Like,
yeah. I mean,
it's just crazy.
There's definitely a reason why they call it the city that never sleeps.
Mm-hmm. Because it's
definitely always going. So the first time I went, I was trying to watch the New Year's Eve ball drop. It's been something that has been on my bucket list since I was a kid.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So unfortunately, I did not make it to see the ball drop.
Why?
I ended up at a McDonald's two streets over and two blocks from Town Square or Times Square. And I watched the ball drop on my phone in New York, which was kind of cool. And then
Clay,
there was this.
That's a wasted opportunity. You're too busy at McDonald's.
No.
That McChicken could have waited.
Well, no, it was because the people I was with, Christine and her boyfriend at the time, he was like whining and complaining because it was raining and he was wet and he didn't want to walk anymore. And so they stopped there and they started like bickering. So I just pulled out my phone and turned it on. And then I'll never forget this. There was this lady walking in the middle of the street because like there's no cars. There's barely any people because everything was shut down because of the ball dropping.
Yes.
And there was this lady walking in the middle of the street. She had this hair on that looked like a drag queen's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just all puffy. She had one of those like hair things that like you bring the hair back. The girls use them. I don't know what they're called.
Like a banana clip?
No, like a bandana, but it's like.
Like a headband?
A headband, yes.
Okay.
So she had one of those in it, but it was like stuck in it. It wasn't like doing anything. It was stuck in it and it had like.
I've seen that before.
It had like all these things coming out of it, like different colored, like making it look like fireworks. And the ball dropped and she heard everybody screaming around her like. Because you can hear it like bouncing off the buildings and stuff. And she literally just turns to me and goes, Happy New Year, friend. And I geeked out laughing and I literally screamed it back at her.
I thought you were going to say she was going to try to kiss you.
No, she wasn't going to try to kiss me. She was just excited that there was a person there that she could say Happy New Year's to.
Oh, I love that.
She was piss-ass drunk. She was wearing her dress that she was wearing, looked completely clean, like she just got it from the laundromat, and she's completely dirty.
She probably did. She probably took it from someone.
She's like dirty, like all dirty, like, you know, you could tell she's been out for a while, like having a good time, and the dress literally looked like it was just cleaned. I was like... Okay, I don't know what's going on with this picture, but either I'm high or this rain and this atmosphere right now is making me fall in the Neverland.
I'm going to say it probably was a combination.
Yeah, probably a combination. But it was so funny. I'll never forget that.
I hope she is somewhere right now telling that story to someone.
She probably is.
Probably. That sounds like that's a memorable thing.
You're listening to Always Be a Big Deal podcast with Clay Phoenix and Jessica Vendetta. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. It's Always Be a Big Deal podcast with Clay Phoenix and Jessica Vendetta. All right, let's jump into a segment called Is This Giving Overreaction? My husband had sex with me when I was unconscious.
What was that about?
So there was a story, but the story's been taken down.
Okay.
It's not the fact that the sex happened while she was asleep.
Yeah.
It's the fact that he gave her something to cause her to go to sleep.
Ooh.
To purposely have sex with her.
Ooh.
So that's...
my God.
That's where the problem arises, in my general opinion. So the next one is, my wife is talking to other men and seeing their dicks. She doesn't think it's cheating.
The only reason why I'm laughing is because, I mean, I'm not married, but I see other guys' dicks all the time. Not because I ask, but because for some reason, gay men think I want to see their dick. I
don't. Well, you just have a whole entire folder, gay dick.
But the thing is, I truly don't want to see them. Like, it's just funny. Like, I've seen more guys that are gays' dick lately than I think I've seen in my whole life. Because they'll just be like, you want to see my dick here? I think I've seen every one of my friends' dick. Not because I asked, by the way.
It says, we have been married for 10 years and are very happy with each other. We have 3 kids and are a normal, busy couple. Physically, we are together multiple times a week and both would say, it is great. Here is the issue we have. My wife posts online in what I would call immodest outfits. She considers them fine. That discussion is for another time. She receives a lot of compliments from men when she posts. They are all clearly trying to flirt and get more from her. She engages in conversations and will flirt back, leading a lot of them on. She gets their numbers, asks them to show themselves, etc., while she won't do anything for them. Then she ghosts them.
What? Yeah, I'm going to be with that husband and say that is cheating. Like, watch a porn. I guess she just needs a lot of attention, is what it sounds like to me. And she wants them to think she's going to sleep with them. That's why she asked for their dick pic.
I mean, why would you... Okay, so if you're married and you're in a committed relationship, why would you be posting pictures online? And why would you be requesting guys to send you dick pics? Because it's not they're just sending them. Because then the next paragraph literally states, I found out about this last week when I noticed a notification on her phone. It was a guy that was asking what she thought of his package. Sure enough, she had asked him to send a shot of that, and he did. Immediately, I thought she was cheating and confronted her. She then explained that was the point at which she would ghost them. She enjoys seeing what guys will do for her, but claims that it isn't cheating.
It is.
It's cheating.
I mean, she can claim that all day long, but her posting sexy pictures of herself, I don't say that's cheating. Her engaging with these guys that are flirting with her, first off, why are you, I mean, I'm assuming it's like on Facebook or something. Why are you friends with all these guys?
The picture thing, it's not like she's, it's like she was, had an OnlyFans. Oh, which that's another topic too. But it's not like she had an OnlyFans and she was posting immodest pictures to make money and they ended up getting together and got married. And he was like, okay, cool. You know, you're doing this, whatever. This is like, you've been in a relationship for this amount of time and you just randomly start posting pictures of yourself to try to entice men. And you quote unquote like to see what other men would do for you. So are you a dominatrix?
I wouldn't trust her.
Yeah.
It's something more. Like, if you're in a committed relationship, you do not do stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. So the next one is, my husband told me why he cheated on me.
Let's hear this same excuse.
It just came to my attention that my husband has been cheating on me on and off for 2 years. He started cheating on me while I was pregnant because I didn't feel like having sex due to pregnancy symptoms.
Oh my gosh.
He cheated on me with 2 different women. The first girl was a stranger he just met when he was out one night. But there's this one girl in particular that he keeps having sex with. They've been friends with benefits for almost a year now. I asked my husband why, Why would he do this to me? We have a family together. We built a life together. And he threw away 8 years for a girl that hasn't even graduated college yet.
Oh my gosh.
He said to me, she's beautiful. She's quiet. She's simple. She's not annoying. She doesn't nag me. She doesn't argue. She's not combative. She's not fat and she's not lazy. She's fun. She's spontaneous. I forget about my troubles when I'm around her. She makes my life easier, opposed to complicating it like you. She's just everything that you're not anymore, but you used to be. She's a younger version of you. She reminded me of you 15 years ago.
Ew.
I'm honestly still processing it. Doesn't feel like it's real. I keep thinking I'm going to wake up from this nightmare. I feel so bad about myself. Everything he said to me actually made me feel worse than when I found out about his affair. Obviously, we're only getting one side of this. And all of these, we're only getting one side. And
yeah,
I definitely am a firm believer that there's two sides to every story. And then there's the truth in the middle.
Yes.
So
I agree with you.
If she, because she put quotations around the what he said, if that's a verbatim quote,
yeah,
it's quite obvious that he found somebody that was younger and still reminded him of his wife. So it's like, okay, like, all right. Like, that's weird.
It is, but I feel like that's also an excuse.
Yeah, it's an excuse that makes you think like, oh, you know what I mean? That manipulation tactic.
Yes, but your wife is pregnant. She doesn't want to have sex with you because she doesn't feel good. And I've been pregnant 3 times and I totally understand that. And like, fuck you. I would say bye-bye, but I know it's not that easy. So.
But it's 2 years. Like, she hasn't been pregnant for 2 years.
Yeah, but she probably gained weight. I mean,
women gain weight when they have babies. Like, that's something that when you're with a woman, you always expect them to gain weight at some point because of childbirth.
No, I know. Yes. Well, I mean, and anyone can gain weight. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, depression makes you gain weight, different work schedules. Like, there's so many different ways that you can gain weight, just life. Like, before you know it, you can balloon up. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, I do understand that maybe he's, like, not attractive. Like, I do understand, but for you to go out and cheat and then that's your excuse? Oh, she reminds me of you. Oh, okay. She's everything you're not, but she reminds me of you. That doesn't make sense.
It sounds like a narcissist.
Yes, I agree.
So the next one is, my wife had an affair years ago. I just found out she is talking to the man again and I want a divorce. What a crazy, terrible night I had. 4 years ago, my wife had an affair with a coworker. We had been married for 3 years at the time and we're trying to have kids, but had fertility issues and both were having a hard time with that. I caught her because another coworker reached out to me to let me know what was going on. We were incredibly close to divorce, but through counseling, we made it through and have had a pretty good marriage over the last 2 years. We have a date night once a week that I plan. I bring her flowers at least once a week, write love notes, etc. I don't want to lose her. She left that job so that she wouldn't be around that man. Went completely no contact with him. Fast forward to yesterday. We were at the gym and I was waiting for my wife to get done showering. I had forgotten my phone at home and grabbed hers to kill some time. I wasn't attempting to snoop. It has been at least 2 years since I've even felt I needed snoop.
Mm-hmm.
I open up Instagram and start scrolling through pictures, but then I notice that she has a message. I knew it was wrong to click. That's too far, an invasion of her privacy, but curiosity got a hold of me. It was him, the coworker that she had an affair with. 2 months ago, he reached out to see what she was doing. I read through all the messages. There was nothing wrong with what they said. It was them catching up about life and work. He still is at the old job. If it had been anyone else, I wouldn't have even cared. But this was the man that helped almost ruin my marriage. I took some screenshots and sent them to myself. Waited until we got in the car and then asked her about why she is talking to him. She starts screaming that I shouldn't have looked at her messages, saying that I don't trust her. I apologized for snooping, but told her that I want a divorce. She stopped talking to me and I left the house as soon as we got home. I have no idea where she went. Even this morning, she hasn't responded to me. Waking up this morning, I still believe I want a divorce. The pain of the affair was too much. I know they aren't having an affair right now, but the fact she is even talking to him is insulting to me, especially without telling me.
So in my opinion, I think that she was wrong. Yes, she should have never talked to that guy again. Don't get me wrong. But for not validating his feelings, just automatically, like, you don't trust me. You know what I mean? Like, you did something, even though it was 4 years ago now, to make him not trust you. So in me, I'm not saying she has to like bow down to him, but she should have approached it differently.
Yeah. And when you like, that's the first thing that, and you know, that's the guilty mindset that comes out.
Yeah.
You feel like you got caught doing something when you're questioned about cheating or messaging people or that kind of stuff. It's that mindset that comes out that like, oh my God, I did something wrong. I need to be explosive and I need to like attack this situation.
Yes.
And everybody has been in that point in their life when they've done it. But the fact that it was somebody that he had already known she had an affair with before, and then he asked why they were talking, her getting upset just like kind of solidified a little bit more than she was actually letting on to.
I agree. You should have never been talking to him. Like, you left that job because of the temptation. Now you've let years pass by, and I doubt if you guys were best friends. Like, it's not like he just misses her because they're best friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, even that, I'm not saying would be okay, but like, to me, him messaging her, he's going to try something. You don't just randomly like come back into people's lives like that without wanting something more. So I don't blame the husband at all. And I think a lot of the reason why he just instantly wants the divorce is because he doesn't want to go through that pain again, and because of her reaction.
So let me read you the update before we move on.
Okay.
My wife finally responded by text. She claims to have stayed at a hotel overnight. She says that I should go to my parents. I realize I forgot to mention we have a one-year-old boy, so I'll need some help with him, as she said. She can't talk to me right now. She said she understands why I want a divorce and won't fight it. She is looking for lawyers right now. I'm not sure what to feel right now. Honestly, I knew I would continue on that path to divorce, but I think part of me hoped there would be a little fight for me from her. I imagine she will probably start dating her old coworker again. I just hope she fights for our boy during all of this. She really is a good mother to him and deserves to have her in his.
It's almost like she was happy, not happy, but it's like she wanted to get caught. She probably was relieved because now she's like, oh, now I could be with this guy.
Moving on to overbuying at the grocery store.
Yes, this is my favorite, because some people go to the grocery store and they spend $1 million, and then their poor sweet husband has to go return stuff because they can't pay the rest of their bills. Do you know anyone who did that?
Okay, first of all, the fact that you're getting very very hype about this and defending David on the fact that he had to return groceries to the store.
And I added the bill part in for drama.
You should have just said we were going to get our electric cut off. We were going to end up homeless. He lost 7 teeth and he had a broken heart while he returned that food.
So you go to the grocery store and you overspend. Why is that?
It's just, I don't really know why it is. It's just something I've always done. I have this weird thing in my head that somewhere along the lines, I'm not going to have food. And I just think it's a childhood thing that kind of like keeps coming back up in me.
Yes.
When I go to the grocery store, I see things. And honestly, I feel like it's a little bit worse with AB because I'm like, oh my gosh, she's going to starve. So I need to get her chicken nuggets and I need to get her this and I need to get her this that she's never even going to eat, but I'm going to get it for her because she might try it. It's just my mind. It's all screwed up on something.
You go to the grocery store and you're like, I want to try this. I'm going to try that. Because when David goes to the store, he probably kind of buys the same thing because I do that too.
Yeah. And then I got ground chicken. The ground chicken was too expensive, but I didn't know that. I literally was like, oh my God, it's ground chicken. And I got the ground chicken.
Is that something that David normally buys, is ground chicken?
Well, I really wanted white chicken chili. That's why I got it. And I didn't even buy the beans.
Is that because you forgot them? Because you bought the whole store?
Well, no. It's not because I forgot them. It's because I left the beans at the store so I could buy like 8 reusable bags.
I forgot about that part. I'm sorry. Do you still have those reusable bags?
No, I do not have those reusable bags because he took them back to the store. I just want to know what the conversation was like with the lady. Like,
me too. That was probably the best conversation ever. And it probably made her whole day.
David was probably trying to film a sitcom. Like, that's probably how funny it was. It was probably laugh tracks. AB was probably standing behind him with her phone. And every time he would say something funny, she would hit the laugh track.
You know what? We can only hope that's the way it went down.
Well, that is the way it went down in my mind. He got so mad, he turned into Donald Trump and screamed, "You're fired." It just looked like he got so red in the face. It looked like he instantly got a tan and his hair just turned all white for a second. And he's like, "You're fired. You're never going to the store again."
You know what, Clay? That's one way to get out of going to the store. Good job.
I know, right? I hate going to the store. Look at me over here killing it.
So everyone, all you have to do, if you don't want to go to the grocery store,
all you need to do is get yourself a buggy and walk through the aisle and literally just put your hand out and say, "This looks good," and just knock it in.
I can imagine that's probably what you did.
I mean, I knew it was too expensive, but I didn't know that you could return shit once you swiped your credit card. But I learned that you can.
I don't really think I did either. I know you could return something that was like bad.
I guess because of this circumstance of having idiotic spouses, they just felt really sorry for him.
You should start a club for that, Clay.
We should start a whole Facebook page. Disappointed spouses. Have you ever know what it was like to have a stupid spouse?
Can I tell you something? Number one, that's a creepy voice. Number two, you do not need lessons on how to be dramatic.
You're listening to Always Be a Big Deal podcast. When we return, we will be sitting down with Miss AB for Can I Eat and Food News. Stay tuned for more Always Be a Big Deal podcast after this. Welcome to Can I Eat It, the fun little segment that we do on Always Be a Big Deal podcast, where I sit down with Miss AB and we talk about food.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Make sure you get closer to the mic, love, so they can hear your beautiful vocals. She's practicing being a star. So, anyways, let's dive right into it. This week, we are talking about Jack Link's Dr. Pepper to kick it off. And then we'll be talking a little bit about AB's Cake Pops, Maple Syrup Pepsi, which is an IHOP exclusive, Sprite Chill, the new cherry lime flavored Sprite for the summer, and Eggo Maple flavored Pop-Tarts. So let's kick it off with Jack Link's Dr. Pepper. What did you think, AB?
Well, I only tried it when it was warm, so.
Oh, that's correct. And you did not like it when it was warm?
No. It was very strong. Oh, cherry.
Yeah. It was a very odd taste. I agree, when it was warm. It was much better when it was normal. Because I tried it when it was normal. So we'll get back to you. We'll try that again and we'll get back to you. Since we have inconsistencies with our tryings. So you actually made cake pops.
Yeah.
And you love a good cake pop. So would you like to talk a little bit about what made you want to make cake pops?
I just wanted to see like what the ingredients were and I wanted to try it.
Yeah. So how do you think they turned out?
I think they turned out pretty good.
Yeah, I think they did too. I mean, I'm not a cake pop. I mean, I'm not a cake person, but I like the cake pops. So can you elaborate a little bit on how you made them exactly?
We used like cake powder, melted chocolate, and I'm trying to remember the others.
It was icing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was icing.
Yeah. So did you...
baking cake. And you rub it in a ball.
David's back here trying to like act out with charades. So did you, when you so you baked the cake with store-bought cake batter, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you let it cool.
Yes.
And then you broke it apart, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then once you broke it apart, what did you do with it at that point?
Add icing.
Yeah. Okay. And then after you added the icing, did you mix it up?
Yes, into balls.
Into balls?
Yeah.
So it gave, so you mixed it up into balls to give it that classic pop shape?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when did the melted chocolate come in?
After they were freeze, after you stuck them in the freezer, and then you had to melt the chocolate and then dip them in there.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So you freeze them, you melt the chocolate, and then while they're frozen, you use the coldness to help melt the chocolate onto the cake pop.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we'll put the recipes out there, you know, so you can try them and have a gander at it. But they were very good. So let's move on to maple syrup Pepsi. So we were at IHOP yesterday morning, I believe, for some breakfast. And I seen a sign that said, try our new maple syrup Pepsi. And of course, Clay, in true Clay fashion, has to try everything because I'm a fat kid. And I ordered a cup of it to go. AB, what was your honest opinion on the maple syrup Pepsi?
I didn't like it. It tasted like vinegar to me.
Tasted like vinegar?
Yeah.
Well, please make her a doctor's appointment. We need to get her taste buds checked. But, so why do you think it tasted like vinegar?
I guess because of, like, the maple and the soda.
Mixing together?
Yeah.
See, personally, when I drank it, it just tasted like liquid maple syrup. Like you were just dumping the maple syrup in your mouth.
Not to me.
I mean, your opinion can be different. Would you buy it if it was in bottles?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not.
If it tastes like vinegar, I don't think you're going to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is something that you can go to IHOP and try the maple syrup Pepsi and let us know what you think. So let's dive into Sprite Chill. So we were out and about and we saw this new Sprite at Redner's and we were like, ooh, let's try it. And what did you think of the new cherry lime flavored Sprite?
To me, it kind of tasted like lemonade.
Yeah, I can agree with that. It tasted like a cherry limeade type deal.
Yeah.
I didn't really get too much Sprite.
Me either.
The consistency kind of tasted more, or felt more like a strawberry limeade with a little bit of carbonation.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a Sprite carbonation either. Like Sprite is one of those sodas that has a lot of carbonation in it. And that's what draws a lot of people to it. You know, the whole McDonald's Sprite thing.
Yeah.
So I think that this didn't have that same Sprite level of carbonation.
It didn't. It just tasted lemonade.
Yeah, it was like more flat. So would you drink that again?
Probably.
Okay. Is that going to be on your list of favorite pops?
Maybe.
Oh, we have to get used to saying Coke, remember? So we got that clear Coke going on. So moving on to the maple flavored Eggo Pop Tarts. This was a random item that I found at the Rofo near our home. And I bought it. And we tried it. What were your thoughts?
To me, it actually tasted like sausage and egg.
Like sauce. Oh, so different breakfast items.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're not an egg girly. You say that all the time.
No.
Does it have eggs? Ew. I don't like eggs. So, honest question. Which one came first, the chicken or the egg?
I don't know.
Well, you love animals, so I figured maybe you would be the one to crack the mystery.
I don't remember.
So, would you buy those Eggo maple flavored Pop Tarts again?
Probably. I'm not too sure.
Yeah. See, personally for me, I probably want it. They tasted like butter. Like, it tasted like a butter flavored Pop Tart to me. And not a huge fan of just eating a whole stick of butter. I mean, people probably do it. All right. Was there any other items that you tried that you would like to discuss, friend?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
All right. Well, would you care to move into some food news?
Sure.
Okay. So, on May 6th, Oreo is rolling out a new flavored Oreo, and it's going to be sour sweet Oreo. Can you guess what it is?
I don't know.
It's going to be Sour Patch Kids flavored.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a fun new twist. So, Jell-O is dropping two new pudding flavors. Churro Delicioso.
Ooh.
And Mango Sabroso.
I'm not too sure about the mango one.
So, fun fact, this is the first time in 5 years that Jell-O has released new flavors. And it's the first time in 130 years that the company has been around that they have had a fruit-flavored pudding.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So we've been eating the same old Jell-O for 5 years now.
Gross.
You know what that says about Americans?
What?
They're fat, basic white bitches. That's what it says. So Carvel is bringing back their orange dreamy creamy ice cream to celebrate their 90th birthday. So I was shocked by this one because I know Carvel is the one that does ice cream cakes. I personally did not know that they actually had tubs of ice cream.
Oh, wow.
Everybody just stopped and looked at me like I was an idiot. No, I did not realize they actually had tubs of ice cream. Honestly, I thought Carvel was like one of those brands kind of like a local like brand to places. Like, I think it's just because I grew up in PA and Greens is really big. And it's kind of like the ice cream of that state, like Greens is really huge in Pennsylvania. So I don't know if it's just because like those kind of overtook shelves and I just never saw Carvel tubs. But the only thing I've ever had from Carvel was ice cream cake.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you ever had any in the tub?
I think so.
You think so? All right. So, we are going to move on. A little crinkle of the paper. So, I put this one in here because I know that you love Disney. And it's food news related. And I don't know if you've eaten here. Have you ever eaten at Victoria and Albert's?
No.
No? Okay. So Victoria and Albert's is the first theme park restaurant to win a Michelin star.
Oh, wow.
And it's located in Disney World.
I never heard of it.
You never heard of it?
No.
Okay. I mean, I thought maybe you would have known it since you are a frequent flyer at Disney. So I thought that was a cute one to add in there because I know you like your Disney. But yeah, so it's the first theme park restaurant to win a Michelin star.
Wow.
So do you know what a Michelin star is?
No.
So it's like a prestigious honor for a restaurant. Like staff, like they have different metrics, like the staff and the food, like they kind of grade the food, how good the food is and stuff like that. So it's kind of like a five-star hotel.
Oh, wow.
So it's like good, top-notch service, food, atmosphere, and things like that. What did he say?
I have no idea what he just said.
Huh?
Expensive, bougie food.
Oh, expensive, bougie food. Why didn't I just use that description? Okay. So this is more ice cream. You can tell we are getting to the warmer months and ice cream is becoming a big thing on the shelves. So Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart's best friend, has done it again. And he releases a brand new ice cream for his Dr. Bombay ice cream line. That's called Strawberry Cream Dream.
Ooh, that actually sounds yummy.
It does. This flavor joins his 8 other previously released flavors that include bonus track brownie,
ooh,
iced out orange cream, rolling in the dough, s'more vibes, syrup waffle sundaes, tropical sherbet swizzle, and birthday party.
They all sound delicious.
Yeah, and I need to find these so you can try them and tell me what they taste like. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The what?
It tastes like
420. 420? Oh, that's actually a very valid point. It was probably a 420 idea that came to him. So, Taco Bell. It's the last piece of food news that we have. We love some Taco Bell. So you know how they have those boxes, like the Cravings box?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So in 2023, they did the whole Taco Tuesday campaign.
What is that?
So Taco Tuesday was where like the tacos were like a certain price. I think they were like $1 tacos. And it was for like any taco on the menu. And it was only on Tuesdays. And it kind of became a trend of doing Taco Tuesdays.
Wow.
So they wanted to take Taco Tuesday up a notch. So they're bringing us the new Taco Bell Discovery Box. It will be $5. And it will feature a Cantina Chicken Crispy Taco, the Crunchy Taco, which is your classic original Crunchy Taco, the Doritos Locos Taco, and a medium drink. And this, of course, like the nacho fries, will be a limited time offer.
Wow.
Because I know you love those nacho fries.
They're so good.
Because they're nacho fries. So, is there anything else you would like to discuss about food?
There's a lot of new ones out.
There's a lot of new ones out?
Yes.
Okay. What would you like to try next?
Probably the ice cream.
The ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay. Like Dr. Bombay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds good. We'll have to get some of that. Probably have to order it on Amazon because I don't know where you buy it. We'll figure it out. So, friends, that's the end of our awesome Can I Eat It segment. Thank you, AB, for joining me.
Welcome.
And we will catch up with you next week for our next segment of Can I Eat It? Bye.
Bye.
So on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for joining us this week for Always Be a Big Deal podcast. You can follow us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/alwaysbeabigdealpodcast. All right, we'll see you next week. And thank you so much again for joining Amy, myself, and Jessica Vendetta. Next week, we will be diving into the Quiet On Set documentary. Always Be a Big Deal. Bye.
Bye.